This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. This week and every week, we focus on the needs of the American family farmer, his or her farms, the family ag businesses that are run by many times people who have farms, the support vehicles, if you will, for America's family farms, and the locavore movement, the people that support the local farmers with interest and intelligence, people who are trying to get the best they can out of the food and produce that's produced by America's family farmers. As a sort of mainstream focus of the program, I like to, from time to time, bring in some of the folks that are working in Washington to try to straighten out the mess that has been created by the big food interests, the influence they have on the legislative process, the ridiculous encumbrance of overzealous regulators and bureaucrats, all these things that are problems that farmers have. And one of the best champions of the family farmer is the National Farmers Union. I belong. I don't make any, I have no apologies for being supportive of them. I belong to the Farm Bureau for a long time, and I just feel that at the moment the National Farmers Union represents the interests of the small family farmer. Even though I went, Chandler Gould is here, who's the Senior Vice President of Programs for the NFU. I went to a Farm Bureau dinner the other night. A lot of my farming friends are there and support the work, and there's good work being done by both. I don't know that we should pit one against the other. I don't belong to Farm Bureau anymore because I think they've become too influenced by the National Farm, Farm Bureau has become too influenced by the big business end of farming. And I understand that because I want to get membership and money. But the National Farmers Union has stayed sort of loyal or focused in the needs of the small family farmer. So you oversee your government relations areas and other departments which are important for the life of family farmers. If we could start, Chandler, with an overview, because you specifically are working in the government relation area. What do you see as the trend and maybe the biggest differences? We get close to the end of the year, 2015. What's been the biggest and most important win and or loss for America's family farmer when it comes to government regulation, laws, that sort of thing?
Well, there's been a couple, and I appreciate you inviting me onto your program today. I think one of the – well, clearly the biggest win between, you know, the 2014-2015 cycle was the completion of the Comprehensive Farm Bill. It was the first bipartisan bill that was a deficit reduction bill that was passed by both the House and the Senate and signed into law. And then we have been working throughout this year to get those important safety net programs, risk management programs, conservation programs, energy programs, fully implemented. So that's been a full-time job. But just kind of as you mentioned in your introduction there, one of the other biggest fights that we've had this year is protecting the Farm Bill. So we spent 3 years bringing large coalitions of Democrats and Republicans and Farm Bureau and Farmers Union and commodity groups all together with conservation groups to bring this bill to the president. And every time a budget comes out, whether it's from the president or from the House or from the Senate, they continue to attack our agriculture and farm bill program. So after we spend all that time pulling the bill together, we're now spending just as much time and energy protecting it. Secondly, one of the good things that had come out the last couple of years was the renewable fuel standards, but unfortunately, in the last 2 years, years, they have rolled back the volume metrics of how much renewable fuel we're going to blend in with our imported oil that we're buying from countries that already hate us.
This is the thing that most Americans don't understand about that, farmers included. Will you explain a little more about how that formula affects the cost of gasoline, what we put into our engines? What's the real issue here? Because, again, I don't think most Americans, including many farmers, understand what you've just said.
Oh, sure. So let's break it down, just like you said. So the Renewable Fuel Standard is a program that mandates that we must blend ethanol, biodiesel, and advanced cellulosic fuels in with our petroleum. When you go to the gas, when you go to your Exxon or your Phillips or your Mobil or wherever you go to fill up your car, your tractor, or whatever, there has to be a certain percentage of renewable fuels blended in there, which is doing several things. One, it's reducing our dependency on foreign oil. Two, it is bringing the energy homegrown. It is helping to keep commodity prices high. But here's the most important thing. It was saving the consumer on average from coast to coast $1.09 a gallon at the tank when they would fill it up. And the law required each year for more and more renewable fuels produced by U.S. family farmers and ranchers to be blended into what we use for our energy uses. And this administration has actually gone backwards on that and reduced the volumes of how much needs to be blended into our energy. Basically due to the pressure of Big Oil. I mean, Big Oil has come out and just flat out lied about many of the positive benefits that renewable energy and ethanol and biodiesel and advanced cellulosic
has. What a shock. Big Oil lying? Oh, my God. I can't
lying in Washington. Can you imagine?
Oh, jeepers, crow. Woof. Hard. I'm going to have to swallow that and think about it for a while you keep moving.
Yes. And you know, we're being outspent. The big oil companies and teamed up with the automotive industry and went up to the Hill and said, you know, basically, if you continue to do this, they were going to stop giving congressmen and senators money. They threatened the administration. And then you had car manufacturers, GM and Dodge, and then the other ones coming out saying that if we continue to increase the blend of renewable fuels in our energy and gasoline uses, that they would stop honoring your warranty on your vehicle. And if you think all the way back to the Model A, which I wasn't around back then, but I think my grandparents were, the original vehicles were built to run on alcohol. And so when these lies about the blend wall, that's the word that the oil companies kept putting out there saying that the U.S. farmer, family farmer, cannot produce enough renewable fuels to meet the need, and that there was this fictitious wall out there. Well, we've proven every year that we have had renewable fuels, we have produced more than the statutory requirements even required. So why the administration rolled it back clearly comes from the pressure from Big Oil. It's a huge blow to rural America.
Yeah.
It's an insult to really family farmers and ranchers. And here we are, we're going to shell out billions and billions of dollars to countries that don't even like us when we could be putting that money in the middle of the country and supporting U.S. family and ranchers.
Exasperating, isn't it? How we have been cut off at the knees, as it were. We're having a conversation with Chandler Gould, who is the Senior VP of Programs at the National Farmers Union, getting an update on the legislative session and the season that we've had during the year 2015 and how it impacts family farmers. This is the American Family Farmer.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood, 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Continuing now with the American Family Farmer, and a welcome to the folks who are listening to the American Family Farmer on WARK in Hagerstown, Maryland. Good to have you along, and the folks listening to the My Farm Radio app. Important information coming from us to you, and our thanks to the people at Farm Journal Radio for that connection. We have Chandler Gould with us from the National Farmers Union. We're talking about some of the legislative victories or some of the legislative realities. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about COOL, country of origin labeling. But first, let's finish up on any of these other ancillary bills that are important to the farmers.
Well, as we were finishing up, you know, the renewable fuel standard, of course, we want to see the EPA put out the biometrics and restore, follow the law and restore the volumetrics back to what the law requires, which they currently are not doing. So that'll be something that we continue to work on. Another big win, though, that we did have this year was there was a huge attack to take $3 billion out of crop insurance, which is clearly one of the main risk management tools that almost every farmer now, even if you're a row crop farmer, but also if you're a specialty crop producer, there's many different types of risk management programs through crop insurance that are available. They tried to take $3 billion out of that this year, and we were able to protect it. So there's been some good, there's been some bad, but definitely one of the most devastating things that's going to happen probably this week or next week is we are going to become subservient to the World Trade Organization, which is a third-party international organization, and they have come in and told the United States government, which last time I checked, we were a sovereign country and we're able to make our own laws, that we no longer have the right to tell our consumers where their food comes from.
This is the most outrageous, damnable thing. This ought to be the number one thing, not immigration and not the war in the Middle East. This affects all of us much more when it comes right down to our health and well-being than anything else. And
exactly.
So we're going to get to the bottom of this in a matter of moments. Stand by for focus. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Chandler Gould from the National Farmers Union.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Continuing on now with our focus on the American family farms and the American family farmer. That's what this radio program is all about. I'm Doug Steffen. This week our focus is on legal, legal ramifications of some of the new rules that we will be encountering as farmers. I have been a farmer, for those of you who may be new to the program, all my life I've been around cows. I have a dairy operation now, a heifer operation outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. But this is my passion. I'm really interested in especially the local farm movements because they are what America is all about. Chandler Gould is the fellow in charge of, among other things, government relations at the National Farmers Union. And this whole thing from the World Trade Organization suggesting that we are going to have to pay $1 billion a year in fines because we, our people, want to know where the food comes from. This is just, I mean, it's beyond belief. It shows you how bad things have gotten, Chandler.
It is. You know, one of the comments I made earlier this week was, who's really running this country? I mean, is it the Senate and the Congress and who have constituents that vote and the President of the United States, or is it the World Trade Organization? And today, when it comes to informing consumers about where their food comes from and supporting U.S. family farmers and ranchers, I would have to say it's the World Trade Organization that is running this country. And our family farmers and ranchers are proud of the products they produce. They want the ability to say that this steak, this pork loin, this what, you know, what.
Well, that's what everybody wants. They want to know where the food comes from.
They want to know. Right. And when was the last time you had a consumer tell you, hey, I don't want to know anything about my food. Matter of fact, tell me less information. You're not hearing that. You're hearing, I want to know where it came from. I want to know how it was produced. I want to know how long did it take to get here. You know, the people are starting to talk about distance now and local and regional food systems. And here we've had a third-party or international organization come in and say, you can tell your consumers where their food comes from, but it's going to cost you $1 billion a year to pay Canada and Mexico off because somehow we have hurt their market, according to them, by informing our consumers with the information they need. And what's even more sad is the United States Senate and the U.S. Congress has bowed to the World Trade Organization and is going to take this right and take this information away from your consumers either this week or next week, most likely.
Well, how do they do that? How do they get away with it? How is it that we are fed all of this stuff and we buy it? This is why I focus on the locavore movement, because that's where the desire is. Those are the grassroots people that want this information, that deserve it. They want to feed their families good food, and you can't be sure. Maybe some of the stuff is good that comes from elsewhere, but what are you doing by keeping the information? All you do is make us suspicious, and then you also are not playing fair to the American family farmer, who's at a disadvantage because most of the crap that comes from Argentina or Brazil or Mexico or Canada or wherever it is not as well. Maybe the Canadian stuff is okay, but I know that a lot of the stuff that's coming from Central and South America, they're loaded up with hormones and all kinds of stuff that are just not good for us, thanks to the creative efforts of some of the big chemical companies, Dow and Monsanto. They develop these things, you shoot your cows up with them, and they grow faster and bigger. But it's the stuff you're getting, you might as well be eating newspaper. As a matter of fact, newspaper is better for you than some of this, with all of the hormones and things that are in it. It's bad for your adrenals, bad for your system, and the locavores know that. The average person may not, because they didn't pay attention to biology, but for God's sakes, you got to know what's going on in your body. So anyway, all right, hold on a second, Chandler. We're going to spend a lot more time on this. Sure. Chandler Gould is Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming the folks that are listening in Shelton, Washington, the KMAS carrier of the American Family Farmer. Good to have you on board. Chandler Gould, speaking of people on board, is the Senior Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union, and he's here now helping us understand the cool country of origin labeling bill and how outrageous this is. Never mind how it affects the American family farmer, the locavores, the people just want to know where their food comes from. This is something that needs to be fixed, whether we can get it fixed, the more information you have at least. And Chandler has been around to all the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, to present a story so the average person would understand what's going on. Do they want to hear it? Nope. Don't want to hear it because their advertisers don't want them. You know, this is the fraudulence of the news media in this country. They are bought and sold by their advertisers. Fine, as long as you understand that's what you're getting when you watch this tripe on these various networks. But the average person doesn't know that, so they don't know from nothing about the cool movement unless somebody like you explains it. So let's keep going with this. Country of origin, the meat. This is about meat now at the moment, and
correct.
Not about the products.
This is specifically about whole cuts of meat. Canada and Mexico sued the U.S. At the World Trade Organization. It's been about a 3.5-year process. And here's what's even more concerning, Doug. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in the United States, the National Pork Producers Council here in the United States, and the National Meat Association here in the United States went to Canada and helped them write their testimony testimony so that they would beat us at the World Trade Organization, because they basically just want to open up the borders and just have free trade and livestock and animals going back and forth, basically so the consumer has no idea where their food is coming from or what is actually on their dinner plate, at night.
To get to the basics, the bottom line here, if you look past at the past 10 years, let's say, and how exports have grown to China. This is just one example, but we have exports going all over the place. This has been good, for the most part, for the American family farmer. But now they're turning around because they have things they want us to take. Like, remember when what's the name of Fonterra? The big milk producer in Oceania, New Zealand and Australia and these areas, they want their milk to come to America, and they haven't been able to get into the market. The Chinese bought that company, and we all know what happened last year when they were sending over 747 freighters full of milk from these areas, but they had, from China anyway, it had melamine in it. And that, as soon as that was discovered, that was the end of that. So now their way in is to go buy these outfits down in New Zealand, send all the Chinese workers over there that'll work cheap, produce more cheap milk, and fly it over to the United States so that Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, Portland all can have milk the next day from Oceania. And is the quality as good as what you can get here? Who's going to know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're exactly right.
You're not going to know.
It all comes down to large multinational companies making more money, paying less for U.S. products, and basically what they are doing is driving the U.S. family farmer and rancher
out of business
so they can get cheaper products from overseas, and they don't want the consumer to know that product came from overseas.
And by the way, I've said this 100 times on the air, if I've said it once, if you think that we can continue without the American family farmer to produce enough food for ourselves, you are so kidding yourself. And if we don't cut this out, if we don't stop this, in the next decade, never mind we're the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to have enough food to feed ourselves. Because, mark my words, as the populations grow in these areas who've got their head right up their butt, there's no population control. There's copulation instead of population control. So the Indians are having 8-10 kids in their families, and they haven't got enough food to feed themselves now. Same thing is happening in some of the areas of Asia and in Africa. What do you think is going to be the outcome of all of this? It's suicidal what we are doing. It is, and that's not an exaggeration. This is suicidal.
Yeah, and you set those population growths up, Doug, just as you mentioned, and then you tie that in with climate change and the extreme weather patterns and the drought that we're seeing in California, the 5-year drought with Texas, where I'm from, just came out of. Australia is in a big drought, and so the large and developed countries that are the breadbaskets of the world, and the weather continues to change, we are going to be faced with a food shortage, but before we know it. And by 2050, we're going to have 9 billion people on this country, and yet we're sitting here with policies that are driving U.S. family farmers and ranchers out of business.
Okay, so here's something that brings that point home for those of you who are interested in research. This is a study that came from the Center for Food Integrity. The research indicates clearly that Americans want transparency. Consumers want information about the food in order for them to trust whether the food is any good or not. In other words, what these people are saying is, oh, I don't know where it comes from. I don't trust that it's any good. And so, but these big businesses have so much money and so much power and influence because of what Chandler said. He's the legislative aide. He knows what kind of dough goes into the coffers of the reelection campaigns. You wouldn't believe the billions of dollars floating around to influence the election for Congress this year, never mind the presidency. There's no transparency at all. But because I'm looking at this research study here, the impact on food health, the environment, the safety of these foods, all of this is what the public wants by a huge majority. 84% of the people responding to this study are concerned about not only the quality of the food, but the quality of the animals that are being raised for food. You think you're going to know that? after this thing gets put into effect, you're going to know nothing.
That's right.
Anyway, keep going, Chandler.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, most of the cattle that come in from Mexico, not most, go into quarantine for 30 days because of disease and parasites that they bring over, and they have to be cleaned up before they're released into the rest of the population of beef herd here in the United States. And whenever Congress takes this action on country of origin labeling, it'll be most likely in the omnibus spending bill.
They'll be buried.
Yeah, good luck finding it in the bill, and good luck finding on your plate or at the grocery store knowing where your beef and your pork came from. And here's what's even more egregious, Doug. They're even repealing more of country of origin labeling than what the WTO even found fault with. The WTO only said that we needed to work on whole cuts of beef and whole cuts of pork because due to segregation, they said that it was unfair to Canada and Mexico, which we completely disagree with because we think, you know, if we want to tell our consumers.
This is so un-American. This is so outrageous.
Here's what the House has done. The House of Representatives not only repealed whole cuts of beef and pork, they also repealed ground meat, ground pork, and chicken. Those three things weren't even in the WTO case.
Mm-hmm. So how did
they
get in there?
They even went further.
How did they get in there is the question everybody ought to be asking themselves. We'll pause now and then continue on to understand this cool legislation and why it is it needs to be repealed. Is that going to happen? It's going to happen before this takes place. It could be, maybe it'll happen after people start reacting and stop buying the meat. That's the way to fix it. Stop buying the meat. Go to the local butcher. Find a butcher shop. Spend more money. Buy the meat there. Chandler Gould from the National Farmers Union here in an advocacy position for you if you're an American family farmer on this weekly radio program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock morning Star Bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
We're continuing now. Let's wrap up this discussion if we can, because my blood pressure, I can feel going sky high. Chandler Gould is Vice President of Government Relations at the National Farmers Union. We're talking about the COOL legislation. December 18th is the likely date in which Canada and Mexico can start retaliation proceedings through higher tariffs against our products being imported into their countries. Dairy products will be included in the retaliation. There were four World Trade Organization complaints filed against the U.S. on the COOL labeling law for beef and pork and poultry. Canada, Mexico, supposedly, look at what we do for these two countries, and they're just screwing us. You can say a lot of good about Canada, not much about Mexico as far as I'm concerned, but anyway, what's the recourse here? You can't do anything unless this thing is repealed, right?
Well, you're exactly right. Now, if parts of it are repealed, and there is a solution to it, though. There is the Hoban-Stabenow bill that has been introduced and been sitting there for 3 months that only makes the parts that the WTO found fault with voluntary, but makes the A label that says if anyone says that this is a product of U.S. and Canada, or this is a product of USA, that the animal had to be born, raised, and harvested in the United States. So it's still not a complete win for the family of farmers and ranchers and the consumer, but it's a partial win. But that's not the direction the Congress is heading right now. My staff and myself have been to events and meetings the early part of this week, and what we're hearing is that the House bill is what's being put into the omnibus bill that will fully repeal all of these label laws on all meat. Mm-hmm. And so no matter if even meat that wasn't even in the WTO case, ground meat, ground pork, chicken, and Doug, here's something you may not know. On chicken, and we all of us asked, why is chicken even in here? It wasn't even in the original case.
This ought to be good.
There are five plants in China right now seeking certification from the USDA to process chicken and send it to the United States. So the Chicken Council and the chicken companies went to the House of Representatives and lobbied for chicken to be added to the COOL repeal so that in case one of these plants in China does receive certification, that we could start receiving imported chicken into this country and it would not have to be labeled.
Right. That's what KFC, McDonald's, all these people that are selling cheap chicken want, even cheaper than the stuff that they're getting now by injecting everything with hormones and all that other stuff.
Well, didn't you read that, what is it, the other day that a chicken McNugget has got 48 ingredients in it, or some 48 maybe is not the right, it was some crazy high number.
Right, yeah, and isn't those, and KFC changed the name. People laugh at me when I say this. They call it KFC because they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because it isn't chicken.
No.
Or at least a lot of it isn't chicken. And if you look at a wing and you can see that it's a wing, you're all right. But if you're buying all these fried things, the chicken McNuggets and these little things that come in a basket, that stuff is all ground up, processed chicken parts, bones and beaks and whatever else. I mean, that's just, they can get away with it because, I mean, it kind of goes back to the old days of Kraft selling American cheese. It wasn't from America and it wasn't cheese.
It was a cheese byproduct.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right. It comes in from Russia, a whey product in a plastic bag, for God's sakes. And
it has a shelf life of eternity.
Right. Yeah, never. Imagine what happens to your body. You know, there was a study done in the last year or so that looked at why it is, I don't know why, who even wanted to know this, but it's interesting after you find it out. Fact that our bodies, when we die, decompose at a rate that is 14 times slower than used to be the case before processed foods were introduced into our systems. So that means that when you die, your body will stay preserved because of depending on what you ate.
Well, you know, we're putting enough preservatives and artificial flavors and colorings and everything else on there. And I can see where that's true. But then also think about this too, Doug. Some of the food companies are actually hearing this. You're hearing where they're starting to take artificial coloring and artificial preservatives out of their food.
Yeah.
Why is the Congress not hearing it?
Yeah, because they're not listening to the average person. They're not listening to the locavores. They're listening to the people who are paying to get them reelected. Chandler Gould, who is the Senior Vice President of Programs, the National Farmers Union, talking about this important event. You need to get to your congressmen and senators and tell them you want a repeal of the cool labeling law. Good to have you here, Chandler. Look forward to talking to you again. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
On the American Family Farmer, and now this comment. I am a dairy farmer, as I have explained on any number of occasions. I guess that gives me my bona fides here, my credibility as a broadcaster, and the number of years I've been on the air is one facet of being able to do this program. But the other is having experience in running a dairy farm, running a dairy store. I remember about 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, I was asked to find a way to have the products in the store labeled kosher or acceptable to the kosher market. So I went through, and those of you who are now hearing this, you're thinking, oh, yeah, I did that too, to sell the milk, the raw milk and the cheeses and that sort of thing, and have them labeled kosher so they're more acceptable to that facet of the marketplace. And those of you who shop in grocery stores know that there's sometimes a kosher section. There's the organic section. There are this, that, and the other sections, gluten-free. So the kosher business has become very big. And some of us who do this, I felt a bit of pressure, honestly. I was approached by a rabbi, and the rabbi said, don't you want to have a lot more Jewish customers? And I said, I didn't think about it that way, but yeah, can we figure a way for you to analyze my product and tell me whether it's kosher or not? And he said, sure, just give me a check for $4,500. And I looked at him strangely, and he said, we'll check into what you're doing, but in order to get the kosher label for your milk and cheeses, you need to pay us $4,500. And it's a group and organization headquartered in Washington. And so I looked into it, and I actually was going to do it, and then something fell apart. But I talked to other folks who were in the same league as I am, and found that it wasn't necessary, really, to have that kosher label. And so I bring that experience to you as I find a number of letters from people who are suggesting that now they're getting pressure from Muslims to put the halal logo on their food, H-A-L-A-L, which is basically the same thing as the kosher label, and it's done basically the same thing. Some of my friends who are farmers said to acquire the certification, you got to pay first. And then there are a number of site inspections, and the growers and the processors are supposed to comply with certain conditions of halal certification. I think it's important to note that this doesn't reflect on the quality of the food being processed or sold. It's only that the products are approved as being prepared in accordance with the traditions of the Muslim faith. And I wondered whether you are aware of this. Increasing number of large companies all around the world, Kraft is one of them, Cadbury is another, are getting accreditation to use the halal logo because the Muslim religion is so much more a part of our daily lives. And I look at that and I say, okay, the large companies can afford to do this. But I wonder how many of you who are small family farmers would be able to bear the cost, because I understand it's more expensive. I paid $4,500, but I think it was, I only did it for a year. I think it's $4,500 a year. And in order to pay for the halal accreditation, it's that much money or more. And so there are some farmers who are objecting to this. One farmer said, we've never been asked to put a Christian symbol on our food requiring that we send money to a Christian organization, so why are we having to do it for the Muslims? And I guess the same could be said for why you're doing for Jews. If you're wanting to have the kosher label or the halal label, it's the same thing. What I find most interesting about this is that the Muslims and the Jews are so similar in so many different ways, and yet they fight with each other day in and day out. And so there are people, because of the whole business of terrorism in Islam, that object to it. That's not what I'm, that's not my goal here to bring you into that phase of thinking. But I do think it was interesting that there are a lot of Muslim leaders around our country who are going to the food industry, and they're basically getting them to pay a fee. Is this extortion? Is the label, if the kosher label is put on, is that extortion? One would wonder about it. So the next time you buy some Cadbury's chocolate and you see the halal certification, do you think that we're subsidizing Islam? I'm not sure that I think that, but I do think it's food for thought, if you pardon the pun, and maybe something that some of you have already approached and tried to figure out what to do. So you do as you will, but I do think it's an important part of farming consideration for those of us who are local family farmers. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.